This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. UN investigators have condemned the actions of the military commander-in-chief of Myanmar, also known as Burma, along with five generals for overseeing the mass murder and rape of Muslim Rohingya last year with, quote, genocidal intent, and called for their prosecution. Christopher Sidati is one of those investigators.
In Myanmar, there is a very clear chain of command, and there is no doubt in our minds whatsoever that what we saw happen in Rakhine as a whole would not have happened without it firstly being within the knowledge of the senior military leadership and secondly under their effective control.
They also took aim at de facto civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi for failing to use her moral authority to protect civilians. Nicholas Fairley is a regional analyst at the Australian National University.
The United Nations has now left us in no doubt that the events of 2017 in Myanmar are going to force all of us into considering exactly what needs to be done to hold those to account who have allegedly committed these heinous crimes, and then perhaps to put Myanmar back on a path towards much greater inclusion of those who have been persecuted and excluded with such violence.
The investigators also criticized the social media network Facebook for allowing the spread of hate speech and inciting violence. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was welcomed Monday to the White House by President Donald Trump.
We have tremendous relationship with Kenya. We have terrorism, a lot of trade, getting bigger and bigger all the time. We're working on a major infrastructure project.
Mr. Kenyatta, the second African leader to visit the White House after Nigeria's Muhammadu Buhari in April, both leaders focusing on trade, investment, and security. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Mexico.